Mr. Riley.
Okay, back, I reckon it was the end of the week, I sent you all an email that had this letter attached to it so that you would know what I was talking about tonight. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this letter for what I have, just so I don't miss anything. As principal of Pocahontas County High School, I'm also the curriculum director. I review and approve curriculum for the school. During the summer, Mrs. Mann came to me wanting to use a new curriculum and books in her class for the coming fall. It was a curriculum that was supported by the National Council of the Teachers of English. She spent many hours over the summer attending online conference sessions in relation to using the books and teaching the curriculum. I approved the curriculum and the books being used in the ELA curriculum at Pocahontas County High School at the start of the school year. However, when parents objected to the use of the books and had concerns, I had Mrs. Mann pause the curriculum so we could review parent concerns. It was not my intention to ban the books from being used or the curriculum being taught. However, we needed time to review the concerns brought forward concerning this new curriculum. I have conducted a thorough review of parent and community concerns, academic standards at our school, and curriculum effectiveness concerning the curriculum in question. Here are my top findings. Racism and anti-racism is something our county needs to talk about. It is something our students need to know to prepare their life in the future, no matter where they go. This is something our county and community need to help our children understand, and we need to better understand. We have heard from several of our school alumni, and 100% of them have spoken about the importance of preparing Pocahontas County students for a world full of diversity. Several of them have also pointed out that racism is present in our schools and in our community, and we must work together to address this. The curriculum and text create critical thinking within our students. When we look at all literature, there is real-life situations that students have to critically think about. It is not changing their language or giving them another way to live. It is getting them to critically think. The books are strongly backed by the National Council of the Teachers of English, supported by learning institutions in the state and country, and are used as learning tools to teach perspective, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion. As school leaders, we need to lift up and support teachers who are using and creating innovative curriculum that are moving our students forward with critical thinking, other academic skills, and social-emotional learning. Excellent teachers are our best asset. Regarding the language and actions of the characters in The Hate U Give, this is an acceptable curriculum for high school students. Our students read many books and literature classes where characters make morally questionable choices regarding things like lifestyles, drugs and alcohol, teenage sex, depression, suicide, destructive behavior, murder, lying, and strong language. This can also be referenced in today's movies, social media, and songs. At PCHS, we know that just because students hear a song, play a video game, or more importantly, read a book, they do not mimic those behaviors or become lawless. Our students can engage with strong content, and they personally know the difference between right and wrong, including the difference between appropriate and inappropriate behavior and language both in school and out. Additionally, since the Board of Education meeting, I have received many thoughtful emails and had conversations with parents, community members, current and past students, and teachers in support of using the books and commending Mrs. Mann for her teaching and addressing the tough issues of today's society. I appreciate and respect the constructive input of our community members who each have their own perspective. As a result of my review as principal of Pocahontas County High School, I support the use of the curriculum adopted by Mrs. Mann and the books. This book is Anti-Racist and The Hate U Give to be used as support materials. I recommend that the curriculum and books be resumed at Mrs. Mann's earliest convenience. Also, as a result of my review, I would like to acknowledge Mrs. Mann's leadership in our school, thank her for helping us learn and grow, and encourage her and other teachers to continue using and creating curriculum to make a difference. I will also be discussing creating a diversity committee with my staff and students for the school based off of what Mr. Beam is setting for the county. We as a school system need to strive to better prepare our students in the areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The use of these materials and curriculum can start us on this right direction. Also, we will implement under Mr. Bean's direction in the fall of 21-22, all classes will be sending out a syllabus that will have the reading materials that we are going to be using within that syllabus, so that parents might be able to review and see what actually is going to be presented to their children. Realizing with that also that a teacher may come up with something that would be better within the course of the year, we would set out that communication so parents would know that that reading material might change, if that would be the case, because I would not want to tie an instructor's hands to know you only said you could use this whenever they could come up with something better. If parents and students do object to some of the reading materials, we are going to offer them the opportunity to work with the teacher to devise the different reading materials so that they're not subjected to the books that they might object to.